There's no body and there's no party in America that has a monopoly on wisdom. It takes dialogue and disagreement. It's what, for those of you who are studying political philosophy and reading the Federalist Papers, which I used to teach, Federalist 51, Madison and Hamilton write, "If men were angels, there would be no need for government. But as they are not, let ambition counteract ambition and interest counteract interest." And so, when you have a democracy, you might have a pretty raucous set of discussions. But instead of the American public being worried because people don't always agree, we ought to celebrate that because people have the courage to speak out. I encourage your generation to have that courage, to have that commitment, and to care. And let one of your public services be that you vote, and another one be that you think about the issues, you look for the facts, and you listen to the, well, what the political philosophers used to call the light of reason to guide your dialogue rather than the heated emotions of talk radio.